I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. We are at the Gateway Film Center, joined again by the great Jordan Hanalami. I love that name, don't you?
Regardless of the name, he was pretty good last week.
He was great.
On our Robert Downey Jr., so right. We invited him back to talk about summer movies.
Well, the thing I love about Jordan is he's so enthusiastic about movies, and that's really what the summer movie season is all about. At the time this show airs, Iron Man 3 will be assaulting audiences. Jordan, what are the several titles that you just can't wait to see?
Man of Steel. The year of science fiction kind of coming up. Big budget stuff like Pacific Rim. Elysium is from the director that did District 9. If you got nothing else out of it, the effects in that movie are spectacular. Yes. And Matt Damon and Jodie Foster, a separate world called Elysium that's off of Earth. The world's worn down. I think it's 2187.
Rich people on Elysium, poor people on Earth. Matt Damon trying to break into Elysium.
I don't know that anyone is looking forward to is After Earth, despite the big names of Will Smith and M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, right. A comeback for him, I hope.
Should have quite the twist at the ending. I'm sure we're all...
But Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek.
Look at yes. You guys, the two of them. Why am I sitting here?
Johnny's even wearing his J.J. Abrams glasses right now, so I know he's excited for it.
What about The Purge?
Interesting concept, kind of a little futuristic where... The world is, or the United States at least, crime is an all-time low, unemployment's at an all-time low. Stems from the fact that they, for 12 hours once a year, you are allowed to commit any crime and do anything you want. They turn off 911, they turn off all the emergency stuff, and Ethan Hawke's trying to protect his family from that.
The trailer for that is actually really intense. It looks like a disturbing night at the movies. There are these great concepts being played with this summer, like Elysium and The Purge.
Well, can we look forward to any decent comedies?
One of the big ones that's getting a lot of hype and a lot of buzz, This Is the End. And it's got a crew of young comedian actors, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, James Franco, playing themselves in an end-of-the-world disaster movie. I'm sure hilarity ensues.
How about any of the Hangovers? Aren't we getting a Hangover?
We do. Yes, you're right. We get a Hangover 3. That's
are you into
happening.
That series or not? No, right.
The first one, I thought was funny. I'd been a Zach Galifianakis fan for quite a while, and so it was nice to see him get his due nationally.
He overplayed his portly little part.
He does have a shtick that he does. He's done a couple smaller movies that some people should check out, Visionaries and some other stuff, but he, on the big scale, he definitely does the same thing over and over again. Epic trilogy will come to a conclusion this summer, so yeah, I think people are just hoping it's better than 2 is the buzz that I'm hearing. So
let's just think, are there any...
Okay, wait, I got one more for you. What about RIPD? Ripped.
I am so excited for this movie. This, for those of you who haven't had a chance to check it out yet, is Men in Black with Ryan Reynolds and... I'm blanking on his character from... Rooster Cochran, yeah. I don't know. I watched this trailer and I just sat there not even knowing what to think. It looks absolutely terrible. Here.
Well, basically, John, you haven't seen this trailer? No. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is a cop who's killed, and then he goes up into heaven, but he's put into the rest in peace department. And it's so him and Jeff Bridges like do sort of supernatural investigations, you know,
right.
Like they hunt down monsters and stuff like
it's
this.
Man,
like,
Jeff.
Utterly stupid.
Dead people hanging out on Earth like there were aliens hanging out in secret in Men in Black, and so they're there to capture the secret dead people.
Exactly, and Jeff Bridges is no kidding. He is doing Rooster Cogburn, full mustache, cowboy hat and everything. It looks really potentially excremental.
I love that word. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.